Grantham says they've been fundraising for 2 years to support what they see as an understudied aspect of the fishing industry's past.
As it is right now, there's not really any organization that focuses specifically on seafood industry history. It's something that's been really neglected. People always are talking about the economics of the fisheries. They're talking about the biology of the fisheries. But when you talk about the history or the culture of the industry, there's really very little that is talked about or is funded.
She says the Canneries Initiative received 17 grant applications, and each grant winner will get $1,000.
And these grants are for organizations, businesses, or individuals. We wanted to make it really open so that we could support really a gamut of cannery history projects around the state. And we have awarded 7 of the grants to really all the major fishing regions of Alaska. We have some that are going to Bristol Bay. We have a couple in the Kodiak region and some in Southeast as well.
Grantham says 3 institutions and individuals won grants to research in Kodiak.
One of the grants is going to Rick Metzger and Woody Kniebel. They are doing research about the history of the Alitak cannery on the south end of Kodiak. In 2017, it's going to be 100 years old. And so in preparation for that anniversary, they're doing all they can to gather photographs and archival materials with the intention of creating a publication to commemorate the 100-year anniversary of the plant.
One of the grants will go to a person who's studying another Kodiak site.
A woman named Susan Morgan, she's a journalist, and she is going to be doing interviews and research and writing about the Glacier Bay Seafoods shrimp processing plant in Yuzinki, which operated back in the 70s.
And the final Kodiak grant will go towards the Kodiak Historical Society and the Baranoff Museum, where Grantham is the curator of collections and exhibits. She says she was not part of the grant review and selection process. The money will allow the Kodiak Historical Society and Baranoff Museum to publish oral histories as part of the West Side Stories project, a series of segments which focuses on cannery history and has aired on KMXT. The money will also go to helping the museum set up their West Side Stories exhibit, which opens in May. Other grant recipients are based in Dillingham and Tenneke Springs. I'm Kayla Deroche.